Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to another edition of the BCCI Let's Talk Business radio program, where we celebrate the ideas, determination, and achievements driving Barbados's business community forward. Today, as part of our special series on the winners of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's 200th Anniversary Awards Gala, we put the spotlight on Modern Woman, the proud recipient of the Best Business Award micro category. Modern Woman is more than just a clothing line. It's a brand that embodies empowerment, confidence, and inclusivity. What began as a collection of stylish workwear designed specifically for Barbadian women has evolved into a movement that supports women in every professional stage of life. Recognizing a gap in the market, Modern Woman provides affordable, fashionable options for women of all sizes, from XS to 4XL, ensuring that everyone can feel confident and represented in their workwear. The brand's influence stretches well beyond its garments. Modern Woman collaborates with other women-led micro-businesses producing locally made accessories, creating opportunities, and boosting the local creative economy. And its commitment to the community is clear, from donating professional clothing to students preparing to enter the workforce, to supporting young women and schools across Barbados. Modern Woman shows that confidence, opportunity, and dignity should be accessible to all. Stay with us as we chat with the owner of Modern Woman, Chantal Ward, about her journey, the story behind this award, and how she continues to inspire women one outfit at a time. I am Crystal J. Paul, your host for today. Welcome, Chantal.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I really enjoyed that reading.
Oh, of course. And you're like, oh yeah, that's me. Wow. Well, tell us first of all, please share the story behind Modern Woman and what inspired you to start a workwear brand specifically for Barbadian women.
Okay, sure. Well, honestly, Modern Woman was not born out of a unique phenomenon. It actually has a very familiar story on how businesses do start here. So we have always had clothing stores in Barbados offering casual and workwear, but few focus exclusively on professional attire. And what stood out to us was how traditional the options were. It was like black, blue, grays, whites. That was the standard colors of suits. We saw an opportunity to redefine what workwear could look like for women, something that embraced a little bit more color, or a lot more color, some flair and personality without compromising professionalism. Mm-hmm. So being bold and stylish doesn't take away from your capabilities in the workplace. And that's what was the belief from the beginning and the heartbeat of the business. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So you said it's not out of a unique phenomenon, but then, of course, you made your brand stand out, and we're going to get into that in during the course of this program. Now, when you first launched, what were some of the biggest challenges you faced, and how did you overcome them?
Okay. So one of the biggest challenges definitely was access to funding. While there are programs and initiatives on paper for small businesses in Barbados, the reality often is there's a lot of red tape. I remember approaching one entity specifically that required us to disclose all our proprietary suppliers. And if I'm being honest, I wasn't exactly comfortable. That was like asking KFC, okay, if you want this loan, you must tell us the ingredients in the, you know, the 11 spices. I just wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. So in the end, we chose to fund the business ourselves. And that gave us more control. That gave us more control into everything, even the strategy with every dollar spent.
That's fantastic. And that is definitely the way to go. So what then was your vision for Modern Woman when you started, and how close is the brand today to that original vision?
Okay, so our vision initially was to become a household, and let me not say was, it is to become a household name in Barbados in terms of stylish, functional office attire. And the intention is to expand into other lines and locations. In the beginning, our model was quite traditional. So we source our outfits from overseas and resell them locally via Instagram and Facebook. However, I would say that our revolution started when we opened our storefront. So that moment was like a soft rebrand. That's when we then created a branded look on our apparel. We began curating branding Modern Woman pieces, allowing us to fully express our identity as a fashion-forward, locally rooted brand. And so far, I will say that we're proud of how close the brand is today to the original vision, and we're still building towards the next chapter.
That sounds really good. And you've been around for how long?
So the business was online from 2019, but we had the storefront from 2023.
Okay. Wow. So still a young business, but you're doing very
Yes.
well. And to have been in business for just a few years and to have won this award speaks volumes. So was there a defining moment early on when you realized Modern Woman could really make an impact? Any
Yes, for
defining
sure.
moments?
For sure. As I said, we started online, and most of the clothes were sold via Instagram and Facebook, and we did deliveries. However, a lot of people were not afraid to travel to me or my partner where we were located, and we live in St. John and St. Peter, respectively. So I actually remember the lady, she was from St. Thomas. If she hears this, she will know it's her. She was like, "I will come for the ride on Sunday when I come in to collect the outfit. I can't remember the last time I drove around the country." And I was like, "Okay, so we have people that are willing to travel far
Wow, that's
just
good.
for
That's
this outfit."
good.
And in my mind, I'm like, it's just for an outfit, but for her, it seemed to be more, and it was more. So that was one of the moments that stood out to me.
Oh wow. Okay, that is so good. That's a story to be told. So I hope that you get to tell it at some point in time. Now, Modern Woman is about more than fashion. Can you just tell us about how your brand supports other women-led micro businesses?
Okay, so we actively partner with other women-led micro businesses, especially when it comes to sourcing accessories. For example, the jewelry we initially sold was handmade locally by a female owner of Emporia. And then we also created space in our store for another lady who had been selling handbags and fragrances online. So we were saying we're going to give her a physical presence before she expanded. And these collaborations were very intentional. It's important to us that, our growth creates opportunities for others, and women who support women always win.
That's right. That is very true, very true. Well, then how do your initiatives in the community, like donating professional attire to students, we talked about that in the introduction, how does it reflect the values of Modern Woman, even as you're talking about women who push women win?
Okay, so we believe that empowerment starts with access, and sometimes that can mean something as simple as having the right outfit. Our initiative to donate the attire to students was rooted in the idea that confidence and opportunity, they go hand in hand. We want young women to feel prepared and proud when they step into interviews, internships, or even their first jobs. So it's not just about clothing, it's more about showing them that they belong, and this reflects our core values. We believe in accessibility, empowerment, community, upliftment.
That's excellent. Now, how then have you seen the response? How has the response been to that initiative?
Wow, it was really great. One of the ladies that I would have mentioned from selling their items in the store, she has went on to sell her stuff by herself now. The response was really good for her. We still carry the bags in store.
You still carry the bags in store. Okay, so you would have helped her with bags in that case.
Sorry, let me just rephrase that then. one of the ladies, she would have received a good response. And that's the lady that was selling the jewelry. So she has moved on now to selling her jewelry on her own. But we still sell the bags and the colognes for the other female.
So you would have been doing business with her or helping
Yes.
her to build her business, and now she's gotten to a point where she can just go off on her own.
Correct.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, in that case, how, in what ways do you see your work contributing to building confidence and opportunities for women in Barbados? You just mentioned that example. Is there any other you can share with us?
At its core, Modern Woman is about helping women show up as their most confident self. We've seen firsthand how the right outfit can shift someone's mindset, how it can help them walk into a room, speak up, own their own space. So beyond clothing, we're also creating opportunities through collaboration, as I just mentioned, with the female-led businesses, and by being a brand that reflects and celebrates Barbadian women. We want every woman who interacts with the brand to feel seen, supported, and inspired to go after whatever she wants.
So you mentioned the story there about the lady with the accessories. Can you share a story in terms of feedback you've received from your customers? Maybe women whose lives, a story or two, if you wish, a story of women whose lives have been positively impacted by Modern Woman.
We've received a handful of feedback over the years. I would say one story that stands out is from a repeat customer who told us she normally shopped online for her plus size clothing, but now she chooses Modern Woman every time. And she said she finally
Excellent.
found a brand that understands her style and body, and that kind of loyalty means everything to us.
That's amazing. So she finally found a brand that
Yeah, she found us.
understands her. She found you. Oh, that is amazing. And she would have shopped online for her clothing.
Before,
And
yes.
before, yes. No, that's one story. Is there any other similar?
Honestly, I would say the repeated customers, the ones that are always saying they love it here, they love it here. It's a similar story to that, you know, that we have now curated our own leaning, turning customers from shopping online to buying from us. And it's not just buying clothing, it's buying a brand that understands you, a brand that fits, a brand that if you say you don't like how this fit be, go and, you know, get things altered. You didn't like how tight the arm fits? Okay, the next collection will have a looser arm. We like making our customers happy. And their stories on how we would have responded to their request, really, like, it melts my heart.
Of course, as it should. Well, let me ask you a personal question. Is this something that you saw yourself doing? Is this an area that you wanted to get into? Was it your dream to have a store like Modern Woman?
Okay, so if I give some background on me, you'll want to know, huh? So actually, career-wise, I'm a chartered accountant. So not involved with fashion at all. I'm a finance and strategy professional. However, I think within myself that I know what it takes to have a business. So although Modern Woman was not ideally a business that I thought about from inception, like, yes, this is something I want to own in X amount of years. It was something when I found a gap, it was something that I realized, yes, this gap can be filled and it can be filled by myself and my team.
That's amazing. So you just saw it and went into it. Is it that? So what made you, well, you did say at the beginning that you just saw simple colors for workwear, blacks and grays and so on.
Yes.
So is it then that you had an eye for fashion even though you're an accountant?
Yes, I would say that definitely.
Okay. So what then would be your advice to a chartered accountant who is listening and wants to get into another field, but they're afraid that it would not work out for them? They're apprehensive, they're reluctant, they're having all kinds of self-doubt, and they're not just not sure. What would you say to them? How would you advise?
Okay, this advice would not only be to chartered accountants, but to any aspiring entrepreneur. I would say take the risk at whatever comes to mind. You miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. So if you have an idea, write it down, brainstorm, and think about how you could make a difference. Your business doesn't have to be the first of its kind, because some of the most successful brands weren't pioneers. They were not. They just brought fresh energy. They brought, sorry, better execution and a deeper connection to their audience. So focus on, I would say, real problems, staying consistent, and don't be afraid to start small.
Don't be afraid to start small. As the word says, despise not the day of small beginnings. Yes,
I
yes,
mean, every
yes.
brand started somewhere.
Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. That's correct. Now, what's next for Modern Woman? You started in 2019. This was pre-COVID. And I would love to hear from you before you answer that. You started in 2019. COVID hit
Yes.
2020. How did it affect you then?
It was horrible. We're selling work clothing to people that are no longer going into the office. But we had two consistent customers. I remember this because at this time we were online still. And I would say every 2 months, they were ordering a whole set of clothing. And I was wondering where they're working. But I was still grateful because the season was extremely slow due to the pandemic. But we had them, but still, like, where were they working? I never asked.
So those two customers sustained you for a good length of time.
It was very slow, but thanks to them. Thanks to them for real.
Wow, that's so good. So what's next for Modern Woman? Tell us. Are there plans to expand locally or regionally even?
Ideally, we would love to expand. While we currently offer delivery, our store is based in Hastings, Christchurch. And we know that there are a lot of customers in the north and central parts of the island who would love to experience the in-store Modern Woman. So creating more access to that in-store experience is definitely part of our vision. But beyond that, we're exploring ways to grow regionally and reach more women across the Caribbean. Who knows, internationally. We want to reach women who are looking for fashion that blends professionalism with their personality.
I hope you can remember what you just said because I really want you to repeat
Oh,
the very last line. It's worth being reiterated.
I can't remember what I just said.
But you
I
just have a
spoke from
passion.
my heart, but
That's so good.
I know
That's
I
so
said I would
good.
like to reach more women across the Caribbean. I think I
Yes,
said
you
who
started
are
off
looking
with
for
that.
fashion. Yes.
Yes,
To
but
blend professionalism and their personality.
that's so good. That is so good. So I want to know, how do you identify? Because you started out as a chartered accountant, so it wouldn't have been as if you would have had training in fashion, etc. But then how do you identify what is needed for that customer? You would have had those two customers sustaining you, those two clients sustaining you throughout the COVID period. How do you identify what is needed for them? You would have pulled, well, your service would
Honestly,
be so good to move somebody from ordering online to totally just going to Modern Woman. What's in it? What do you do?
it was around, it was, I would say it was data gathered from the persons around me. So the women that were working alongside of me in the office, my first customer actually was the lady that sat next to me. The model was a lady that worked in the office with me. So gathering their needs and hearing what they're like, they were part of the market research. And
Yes,
then I
as you
have a
told.
mom, I have females around me that are in professions that need, they need work clothes. So gathering all of that information came, I would say, came quite quickly.
All right. And what was the inspiration behind even the name of the store?
Okay, so Modern Woman was supposed to play on the fact that traditionally women were in the kitchen. They were known for being housewives, but now they're in the office. And then we wanted to add a twist. As I said, clothing that we were seeing were more so of the dollar colors. So we wanted to bring some type of vibrance to women that are working, and hence Modern Woman. It was very simple. Sounds very simple, but the ideology behind it is impactful.
Excellent. So then let me ask you, what does the award, Best Business Award from Micro Businesses, mean for you?
Winning that award was a huge moment. It validated the work that we've been doing and reminded us that even micro businesses could make a big impact. Since then, I would say that we've been more intentional about refining our operations and strengthening the brand. We've even set some bigger goals, which I won't discuss thoroughly right now, but it really inspired us to think beyond just selling apparel and to focus on building a legacy. So I love to create more opportunities, not only for myself and the team, but for women and expand our reach.
Excellent. And has the award win influenced your approach or inspired new goals?
For sure. And it's all about expanding altogether, expanding our reach. To be honest, the award gave us a momentum. So there's so many new ideas that came about. Even winning Best Micro Business, how do I move on to win the other stage? How do I move on to win
That's
Best Small,
good.
Best Medium, Best Large?
Yes, that's good. That's good. Oh my. So you would have advised aspiring entrepreneurs, especially women who want to turn their passion into a business. Tell us how now, and when you reflect on your journey, what has been the most rewarding part of building Modern Woman?
Knowing that we're building something with the potential to become a household name, if not now, in the near future. This award actually solidified that. And although we're still a small business, but seeing our idea gain traction and being valued, it reminds us that our vision is working. Yeah, our vision is definitely working. It's especially fulfilling when women tell us they've found our brand, they've found a brand that understand their needs, they love shopping with us. Every sale, every kind word, every milestone, it all reinforces that Modern Woman is more than just a clothing brand. It's a movement, and we're proud to be shaping it.
It's a movement, and we're proud to be shaping it. That is so good. Now, at the earlier on in the program, you talked about your approach not being unique, but you built it into something. What would you say is your standout above the rest?
Okay. Well, I didn't mention this, but I think you probably gathered this. Firstly, our clothing, you're not going to find on Shein. It's our brand. We curate our pieces to match the dynamics of our customers, the sizing of them. And I'm not sure how other businesses operate in Barbados, but I know for us, although it's not like having a tailor in the store, just know that we hear all the wants and needs that you want in your outfit, and we then go back to the drawing table and see how we can improve, as I mentioned before, the standard sizing on an outfit. If something doesn't fit, we're going to make sure that when we drop the next collection, it will fit. And that to me is where we stand out.
How often do you release collections?
Monthly.
Monthly. Wow. All right, that's fantastic. So we can definitely look out for Modern Woman and what you're doing monthly. Congratulations to you, Chantel Ward of
Thank you
Modern
so
Woman,
much.
having won the Best Business Award from Micro. Were you expecting the award?
Of course not. I wasn't even in the island. I'm still not in the island, actually.
Okay.
So I got I winning the award. The story behind that was quite funny because they was reaching out to me via phone, via email, and I just happened to see it by accident while looking to order stock. Yes.
Wow,
So while
that's
looking to
great.
order stock, yes, I saw the feedback
And then what was it
about the
for you, like
nomination.
in that moment, having seen it?
You want the truth? I didn't
Yes.
respond initially.
Pardon?
I did not respond initially. I thought that I was being spammed. And the truth of the matter is, it wasn't that I won, it was that I was nominated. So I was like, who nominated me?
What? Oh my goodness. Well,
So
there is
I
a
did not
lesson.
respond.
There is a lesson in that. What lesson? What is the lesson you would get from that?
Always respond.
Always respond, but not just that. The fact that you what you have, somebody else is seeing it. So just do your thing.
Yes, that was really a stand-up moment, for sure.
Yes. Well, congratulations to Modern Woman, and we wish you all continued best.
Thank you so much.
And that's it for today's edition of Let's Talk Business with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, as we chatted with Chantal Ward, owner of Modern Woman and winner of the BCCI's 200th Anniversary Award for Best Business. Congratulations to you again in the micro category. Thank you, Chantal. All the best. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.